A man is dead following a crash in Maslin. The Stark County Coroner's Office identified the victim as 19-year-old Trenton Campbell of Maslin. The crash occurred around 6:30 this morning on Finefrock Road Southwest, just west of Erie Street. The cause of death and details on what caused the wreck have not been released. Social media posts showed a vehicle on fire on the bridge over Route 21. Maslin police continue to investigate. A Stark County grand jury will review the case of a North Lawrence man accused of making a pipe bomb. The matter of 56-year-old Timothy Henthorne was bound over Monday following a pretrial hearing in Maslin Municipal Court. He faces charges including illegal manufacture of explosives, inducing panic, and OVI. On April 2nd, the Highway Patrol responded to the 14,000 block of Lincoln Way West in Tuscarawas Township for a report of a suspicious truck. Henthorne was inside the vehicle, allegedly waving a sword. A search turned up an explosive device, prompting a response from firefighters and the Summit County Bomb Squad. The road was temporarily closed and two nearby homes were evacuated. The device was removed for safe disposal and no one was injured. A 76-year-old woman was evaluated after driving her vehicle into a building in Alliance Monday morning. The fire department says it happened just before 7:45 in the 1200 block of West State Street when the car crashed into a physician's office connected to a Cleveland Clinic facility and ended up inside an exam room. Officials say the driver, the only occupant, was able to exit on her own and was checked at the scene with no major injuries. It appears she mistook the accelerator for the brake. Canton City Council has approved the annexation of the former Edgefield School site in Plain Township, opening the door for future development. The nearly 3-acre property at 2138th Street Northwest is zoned for residential use, and city officials say housing options will be explored, though no plans are final. The move follows complaints from nearby residents about activity and loitering at the site. With the annexation, Canton police and fire will respond to calls there. Canton police say 3 people were injured during a violent incident Monday night. Around 8:45, officers were called to the 1300 block of Woodland Avenue Northwest. 59-year-old Edwin Stewart of Canton is accused of pushing a man off a porch, punching another, and shoving his ex-girlfriend to the ground, causing a minor leg injury. Stewart also allegedly threatened to shoot one of the men while reaching into a vehicle as if for a gun. He was arrested and charged with assault and aggravated menacing. Stewart is scheduled for arraignment tomorrow in Canton Municipal Court. Lake Township trustees approved more than $1.3 million in expenses Monday, mostly for fire, insurance, and health care costs. The board also signed a lease with the North Canton Soccer Club for use of township property on Midway Street for future field development and community facilities. Trustees accepted a $5,000 NRA grant to help cover the cost of 20 red dot sites for the police department. They approved participation in state workers' compensation and rock salt purchasing programs, along with the $10,500 purchase of a 12-foot hook lift dump body from Fallsway Equipment for the road department. Spring cleanup is set for June 3rd through the 6th. Ohio is moving to expand its electric vehicle fast charging network with dozens of new sites planned across the Buckeye State. ODOT says 64 locations have been selected for new chargers under a $51 million federal national electric vehicle infrastructure program. Private developers will contribute more than $26 million in matching funds. New locations include I-77 and Schuylkill Street in Jackson Township, I-77 and Maslin Road in Green, I-76 and State Route 43 in Brimfield Township, and I-80 and State Route 14 in Streetsboro. Officials say the goal is to improve access to reliable fast charging along major highways. A jury trial remains set for June 2nd in the aggravated murder case against an East Liverpool man accused in a fatal shooting. A status hearing for 34-year-old Daniel Whitley is also scheduled May 8th in Common Pleas Court. He is charged in the May 2025 shooting death of 58-year-old James Powell in East Liverpool. Whitley remains held on a $1 million bond and is charged with aggravated murder, and tampering with evidence. Sebring Village Council is considering new rules for storage and shipping containers. Council held first readings Monday on ordinances that would require permits, limit how long containers and dumpsters can stay, and ban shipping containers in residential areas. Members approved about $233,000 in bills and changed the public records policy, setting fees of up to $75 an hour for police video requests. Officials say water meter replacements are about one-third complete, and police received 3 active shooter response vests through a donation. Council will meet once a month this summer. An investigation is underway after a house fire in New Middletown Monday afternoon. Crews say the blaze started just after 3 in the 4700 block of East Calla Road and caused mostly interior damage. Officials say all occupants escaped, but one resident was injured trying to rescue dogs from inside the house. The canines did not survive. Multiple fire departments assisted at the scene. Warren police are investigating an early morning shooting that left 2 people injured. Just before 2 a.m. today, officers were called to the 2200 block of Northwest Boulevard Northwest for reports of shots fired. When they arrived, two victims were found with serious injuries. Both were taken to St. Joseph Hospital for treatment. Anyone with information is asked to contact Warren Police or the tip line. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.